朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
耶稣傍晚的时候脱下衣服，束上带子，拿一盆水来为他们洗脚。
That night, Jesus girded himself, took a towel and a bucket of water to wash their feet.
有人说这是连 bond servant 都不做的事情。
Some says it is not something, it's something that even bond servant would not do.
连这些奴隶都不太做这样子的事情。
Even the slaves would not like to do that.
而耶稣基督跪在他们面前，为他们每一个人洗脚。
Yet Jesus was on his knees to wash their feet.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做 amazing grace, amazing love, 不能够明白的恩典，太奇异的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing grace, something so amazing we cannot understand.
英文在这里讲到虚极的时候，有一个翻译叫做 empty himself, 这是 Darby 的翻译啊。
So in Darby's translation, it translated he.Emptied himself.
NIV 的翻译叫做 made himself nothing.
And in the NIV translation says made himself nothing.
就完全没有自己。
Made himself nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这个真的是耶稣基督希望我们每一个人这样子活的。
And actually, that is the life that Jesus hopes that we will all live.
完全 against the tide, 跟世代的潮流是完全相反的。
That we will live a life that's against the tide of the world.
从亚当开始，人类就自私。
Because from the time of Adam, man became selfish.
然后一个世代又一个世代，这个自私越来越强烈。
And through all the generations, this selfishness became even more severe.
到今天后现代 postmodern 根本就直接讲出来了。
Until today, at the postmodern age,
我自己就是我的，我自己就是神，所有的东西都是为着我的。
This selfishness is even more explicit. It will say that I am my own God.
只要我喜欢，有什么不可以
？What's wrong with it? As long as I enjoy, I like it.
只要我快乐，谁能够干涉我
？Who can interfere? As long as I feel happy about it.
所有的东西都是绕着自己的。
Everything is about me.
我记得连十几年前，于师母还在神学院的时候，教授讲道的时候就讲，他说这个后现代已经进到教会了，教会都不知道。
And I remember when Sister Nancy went to a seminary school, the professor said that this postmodernism actually intruded in the church culture, and we are not even aware of it.
像那些艺术学院的教授带着学生到博物馆、到艺术馆去看那些画的时候
，when the art professors lead their students to museum to look at paintings and art，
你发现他们已经很少问说你们猜作者这幅画想表达什么，都是问这些学生你们看了这幅画你们的感觉是什么。
Nowadays, hardly people will ask, "What do you think the original painter meant to express?" But people will ask, "How do you feel when you see this painting?"
今天在我们的小组查经里面
，and today in our Bible study,
有多少带查经的人很习惯问一句话，说说看你读了这段圣经，你的感觉是什么
？How oftentimes many leaders will ask, "Please share with us how you feel after you read this passage."
有多少人这么在乎说？大家要不要分享一下圣灵在这里想告诉我们，神想要告诉我们什么？这段圣经主要告诉我们什么
？But do we really care to ask and to share what the Holy Spirit is trying to express to us, or what God is trying to tell us through this passage?
我们在乎的都是人人人。
We all care about just men, men, men.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个东西，这是我们几乎不要多说，每一个人都能够有那么深的体会的。
I'm sure we can all feel and experience this.
我们的自私，我们的自爱，我们的自卑，我们的自傲，我们的都是自自自，每一个都加一个自，中文讲得真好。
Our self-pity, our self-love, our self-centeredness and our selfishness, everything is about self.
我希望主真的帮助我们，好，让我们真看见这个 self, 所有的自己出来的，通通都是我们受苦的原因。
I hope the Lord will really open our eyes to see that this self,It's the source of our sufferings.
只要任何东西从我们里面出来，加上了一个 self 自己的自， 弟兄姊妹，你要知道，不仅仅是成为你愁苦，也成为别人愁苦的原因。
That anything comes out of us that is self something is actually the source of our suffering and the source of other people's suffering as well.
成为家庭教会受苦的原因、啊、
It becomes the source of suffering for family and for church.
上个礼拜我因为在英文组讲到，我回家补听 Roger 弟兄的见证、啊
Last week, because I went to preach at the English congregation, so after.I went home. I listened to Brother Roger's testimony.
其实他在弟兄会也已经分享过了。他说我们人就是像荆棘一样。
And actually, he shared that we are like just like thorns.
我们摆得远远的时候，我们彼此还不会伤害。
When we placed far apart from each other, we will not harm each other.
当我们被摆在一起，成为一家人，成为夫妻的时候
，But as we are put together to become family, to become husbands and wives,
我们就会刺伤对方。
We will hurt each other.
当我们被刺伤的时候，我们感觉不到我们刺到对方给对方的感觉，我们只感觉到自己被刺伤的感觉。
When we sting each other and hurt each other, we don't feel how we hurt others. We only can feel how others hurt us.
所以你发现有冲突、有伤害的双方都在强调自己的受伤，强调自己的痛苦。
So anyone who has been hurt, we all emphasize on our own suffering and our own hurt and wound.
我们进不到对方的感觉，我们不容易体会对方受到的伤害是什么。
We cannot understand or emphasize how other people feel.
弟兄姊妹，这都是自己。
And this is all because.It's about self.
下个礼拜要来的贝教师，他三十多年前在台湾，啊，他就讲，他说他坐在车上看到这个卖房子的广告。
Next week, Sister Barker is going to come to our conference, and she actually shared with us that about 30 years ago, when she was in Taiwan, she saw this commercial sign.
他说住对的地方，身份地位都不一样。
It says if you live in the right location.Then your identity will be different.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你看我们广告就是刺激人的心哈。
See all these advertisements and commercials, it just stimulate our self-centeredness.
你只要住在这个 apartment, 你的身份地位都不一样。
If you live in this apartment, even your identity and position will be different.
我今年在中国的一个地方吃饭的时候。
This year when I went to China, I was having meal.
对不起，不是吃饭的时候，有一个弟兄就拿起他们的这个 tissue box, 这个纸巾盒子啊。
The brother picked up a tissue box.
那个 tissue box 上面的广告说要用最柔软的方式爱自己。
And then there's a commercial advertisement on the tissue box. You ought to love yourself with the most gentle way.
你发现今天什么东西卖得最好，就是能够让我更好的，都是卖得很好的。
So, you know what are the popular products nowadays? Anything that will make you feel good about yourself.
化妆品永远好。
Like cosmetics.
现在健康食品也就是赚翻天了。
And also health food nowadays.
只要说你吃的这个能够不，就算不长生不老，能够让你不要长癌症啊，不容易老。你看人再多的钱都花的。
Yeah, if there's a product that says this will make you live longer and anti-aging or anti-cancer, then it will become popular.
主耶稣来，他完全舍弃。
But yet, Lord Jesus came to this world, denying himself.
他什么都有，但是为我们成为无有。
He had everything, but he became nothing for us.
他什么都能做，但是为了自己，他从来不行一个神迹，为了他自己。
He could do everything, but he did not perform even a single miracle for himself.
禁食四十天。
He fasted 40 days.
他可以不用等撒旦来，他自己石头变饼，他随时可以做，对不对？
He didn't have to wait for Satan to come to tempt him. He could just turn the rock into bread.
他在旷野里面能够为着百姓叫石头流出活水来。
He was able to make water flow out of rocks in the wilderness for God's people.
他可以叫天降下马拉来。
He could cause heaven to rain down manna.
但是当他饿的时候，他渴的时候，他从来不为自己行神迹。
But yet, when he was hungry or when he was thirsty, he never performed a miracle for himself.
然后他甚至没有镇守的地方。
He did not have a place to lay his head.
那是我们的话，离开众人到山上去，啪，变成五星级旅馆睡他一个晚上，明天再去做工。
If I were him, I would leave the crowd and go up to the mountain and instantly.Build a five-star hotel and just to have a good night of rest. Then I will go back to the crowd.
反正别人都看不到嘛，我自己好好快乐一下。
Anyway, no one will see it, so why not just enjoy myself for one night?
他是到山上整夜祷告。
But he went up to the mountain to pray.
你真的到以色列地去的话，你就发现这些山你根本都不敢去，你不想去。
If you've been to Israel, then you will know you will not want to go up to the mountains.
他常常为我们到山上去祷告。
But for us, he often went up to the mountain to pray for us.
智慧之子，但是他却从来不凭着自己来做事情。
He was the son of wisdom, but he would never do himself do anything by himself.
他是只凭着自己不说什么，唯独看见父所说的。子才说，只凭着自己不做什么，唯独看见父所做的，子才做。
Because he says the son does not do anything or say anything by himself, only when he sees what the father says or does.
今天人的伟大不伟大，还不在于你能做什么。
So today, the greatness about man is not about what you do.
也在于伟大，你能够做却不做什么。
But a person being great is that he could do something.He would not do something he can do.
今天我们在讲奉献，真正的伟大还不在于你给了多少，而在于你留下来了多少。
So when we talk about making offering, it's not about how much you offer, but how much you keep for yourself.
主耶稣是 empty himself, 把它全部倒空了。
The Lord Jesus emptied himself. He poured out everything.
Made himself nothing.
And he made himself nothing.
让自己一无所有。
So that he owns nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们想到耶稣，我们就觉得我们何等的不配。
So whenever we think about Jesus, we feel so unworthy.
他太崇高，他太伟大，他太卓越。
He's so amazing and so high and so glorious.
这么伟大的生命，今天在我们的里面却被我们活出来，还是这么自私，还是这么狭窄，还是这么骄傲。
And this great life that is today living in us, and yet we still live a life that is so narrow-minded and so self-centered and so selfish.
所以保罗说要当以基督耶稣的心为心。
That's why Paul says.Having the mind of Christ.
我们太在乎自己了。
We care about ourselves too much.
我们什么都在乎自己。
We care about ourselves too much.
我记得乌勇长老他说过，他说他年轻的时候被请到泰国去讲道。
I remember Elder Wu Yong once shared that when he was young, he once was invited to Thailand to teach.
你知道他这个神非常重用他。
And God used him greatly.
这种跨国当国际讲员，那个时候在台湾是很少有人有这个 honor 被请出去的。
In that generation, at that time, it was very rare that servants of God would be invited to overseas.
大家都要排着队请他的。
And but yet people would they just fight to invite him.
当他到了泰国三天培灵会第一天的时候
，So when he arrived Thailand.It was a conference, a three-day conference. So the first day,
他以为一定很多人。
He thought there must be a lot of people.
没想到一进去八个人。
So to his amazement, there were only eight people in the conference.
只有八个人来，把我从老远从台湾请来。
He thought, wow, you invited me all the way from Taiwan to Thailand.
你知道
eight people came.
那个人的自尊、心里的不舒服，那个时候在搅扰他的时候。
You can imagine how this bothered him.
他转向主。
As he turned to the Lord.
我不知道主怎么样子 process 他，但是他说，当他后来上台的时候。
I don't know how the Lord helped him to process this. When he went up to the pulpit,
他已经完全不在乎底下多少人，他就是全力以赴的把他里面的负担、里面的爱、神的信息传出来。
So he didn't care about it anymore. He just poured out himself and then express and then send out the message full of God's love and burden and power.
他说第二天晚上来了800个人。
The next evening, 800 came.
对他来说已经 no difference.
But yet to him, it doesn't make any difference.
因为他整个心思在侍奉这位伟大的神。
Because his entire heart, he was serving this great living God.
我无论做什么，从心里做，像是给主做的，不是为了我自己。
Whatever I do, do it out of the heart for the Lord, not for myself.
只有这样子的舍己，只有这样子的降卑，只有这样子的 make myself nothing, 能够让我们在服事中充满了安息，充满了尊贵。
Only with such humility, self-denial, can help us to serve the Lord with peace and dignity.
而他顺服。
As he obeyed.
他不仅仅取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Not only that, he took on the form of bond servant and became a man.
圣经上说，他既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross.
他自己降卑，降卑，降卑，降到最低。
He humbled himself to become lower and lower to the lowest point.
他不仅仅成为奴隶的形象。
Not only that, he became the form of the bond servant.
他顺服到一个地步，以至于死，达到最高境界的顺服。
He obeyed to the utmost to become dead.
而且死在十字架上，圣经上特别用这样子的笔法，他不仅仅死了，至死忠心，而且他是死在十字架上。
Not only that, he obeyed to the point of death.Even death on the cross.
十字架是受咒诅、最受羞辱的。
Because cross is full of shame and curse.
它也是当时最残酷的一种刑罚。
Was also the cruelest punishment at that time.
它就是让你血从身上一直流下来，一直流下来，从钉痕中流出来。
Because he would let the anyone on the cross to just drip the blood to the point of death.
我们去过以色列，他们说人钉十字架最后死不是血流干的死掉。
So when we went to Israel, we learned that anyone who's on the cross, they do not die with all blood drained out.
而是血流到身体挂在这样子，血流到一个地步的时候，好像心肺分开来，你是喘不过气，窒息死掉的。
But because the person, the body is hung on the cross to a point that the heart and the lungs are separated, so that actually the person would be choked to death.
啊，你就是一直憋不过气，憋不过气，要很长的时间以后才窒息。
So that you will be out of breath for a long time and gradually suffocate to death.
而且他们怕你太早死掉，所以在你的屁股后面钉了一个木头，让你可以好像有个椅子，不会那么快死掉。
But actually, they would not want you to die too soon, so that you suffer less. So they actually put something to support your butt, so that you will drag on longer.
不仅仅存心顺服以至于死。
But yet, Lord Jesus obeyed to the point of death.
好像且死在十字架上。
Even the death on the cross.
我记得很多年前跟孩子们在看马丁路德传的时候。
Many years ago, I watched the movie, the story of Martin Luther with my children.
那时候天主教的神父为了要推销赎罪券。
That time, the priest, Catholic Church was trying to sell the redemptive notes.
他们每到了一个城市，把所有的居民都叫来。
So whenever they go visit, they will gather people in the city.
其中有一个神父的人员就会拿着火把烧自己的手。
And then one of the Catholic priests would try to use a torch to burn his own arm.
你就看到他真的痛苦的表情，满脸汗珠流下来，火在那边烧，跟你去吃狮子的烤牛排是差不多的。
So you will actually see this priest in such agony and pain because he was burning his own arm.
烧到他受不了的时候，所有人都不忍心看的时候，他停下来。
And to a point that no one dared to watch it, and then he would stop.
他说：“你们不买赎罪券的话，将来你的自己、你的子孙、你的朋友都是要这个样子。”
It says, "If you do not buy redemption notes, notes tickets from me, then all of you and your children and your friends will suffer like this."
其实将来要受的苦远不止于这样啊。
Actually, the future suffering is far worse.
马可福音第九章告诉我们说，火是不灭的，虫是不死的。
In Mark chapter 9, it says, "In hell, there the fire will never quench, and the worms will never die."
你可以想象你在火海中，火一直烧你，一直烧你，而你烧不死吗
？Can you imagine you are in this sea of fire, and the fire will keep burning, and you will not die?
你如果被火烧，你最多几分钟你就死掉了。
If today on earth you're being burned, you will last for a few minutes. And you will die.
但是圣经上永火的审判是 eternal fire.
But yeah, the Bible says that eternal judgment is actually in eternal fire.
而且虫是不死的，不光火烧，有虫来咬我们。
So not only with fire, but worms to bite us.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督为我们上的十字架，就是要把我们从里面救出来。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ went up the cross so that he can save us from such punishment.
亲爱的弟兄，这段经文我们不要再觉得跟我们是没有什么关系的。
So brothers and sisters, please do not think this passage has nothing to do with me.
耶稣基督的心就是要荣耀神，就是要拯救。
Because the heart of Jesus, the mind of Jesus Christ is to glorify God and to save man.
他向着神永远是要把荣耀归给神。
To God, he always wants to glorify God.
他向着人永远要把神的救恩、神的祝福、神的爱给人。
To man, he always wants to bring the salvation and God's love and to a life.
在这我们看到他的降卑，看到他的舍己，看到他的顺服。
So here we see how he humbled himself, denied himself, and obeyed.
他本来是最高的，高到不能再高了，跟神是同等的。
He was in the highest that he cannot be even higher. He was equal with God.
但是他为我们却降到最低微的地步。
But yet for our sake, he lowered himself to the lowest point.
本来万有都是他的。
All things belong to him.
但是他却为我们 empty himself, 全部给出来。
But yet for our sakes, he emptied himself, he poured out everything.
为着我们成为贫穷。
For our sake, he became poor.
他没有留下一样好处不给我们。
He did not withhold any goodness from us.
弟兄姊妹，他本来是最尊荣的那一位。
He was the most glorious one.
但是他却成为死囚那样子的顺服。
And he became a criminal.He became obedient.
所以我们每次讲到耶稣基督的时候，希望我们从心里面我们感谢他，赞美他。
So every time when we talk about Lord Jesus, we hope that we will thank him, we will praise him.
当我们在这里说以耶稣基督为榜样的时候，都不是从外面可以学得来的，没有人可以学得来的。
When we say let us have Jesus as our example, it's not to say that we can learn it. No one can by our own strength imitate him.
而是以耶稣基督的心为心。
But to have the mind of Christ.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我不晓得你能不能想象啊。
I don't know if you can imagine.
我希望我们每一个人都这样子想象一下。
I hope that let us imagine together.
如果你现在被判了死刑
，If today you are sentenced to death.
每一个哈，大人、孩子、年轻的，我们都被判了死刑。
Every one of you, young or old, you are all sentenced to death.
而这个死刑不是一枪就死掉的，不是 gas chamber 死掉的。
And it's not that you can go through a gas chamber or be shot by a bullet.
就是圣经上所说的，火是不灭的，虫是不死的。
But you will have to go through what the Bible says, eternal fire with worms that will not die.
唯一一条路能叫我们得救的。
The only way for us to be rescued.
就是要叫你所在的国家的领袖元首为我们死。
Is that the president of the nation that you reside in will have to die for you?
除此以外没有出路。
There's no other way out.
除此以外没有出路。
There's no other way out.
请问我们中间有任何一个人，你觉得你可以得救吗？
Do any one of us think that we can ever be rescued?
有地上的任何一个元首，不管美国的奥巴马、台湾的马英九、中国的主席，或是英国的女王，有任何一个国家的元首会为了救你，他愿意为你死吗？
Do you think there will be any president or leader of the nation will be willing to die for you?
但是耶稣基督，他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But yet Jesus Christ, who does not consider robbery to be equal with God,
他反倒虚己。
But he emptied himself.
他来到地上。
Came to this world.
他为的就是要救我们。
To rescue us.
他虚己取得奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He emptied himself, took on the form of bondservant, and came in the likeness of man.And became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以神必须要将他高举。
Therefore, God exalted him.
他原来就是最高的。
Because he was in the highest.
但是他经过了这一段以后。
But after he went through the journey.
他再升高的时候是他自己 earn 来的。
But then he was exalted because he has earned it.
所以父神用右手将他高举。
So God exalted him with the right hand.
超乎万民之上的名赐给了耶稣。
And has given him the name that is above all names.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So that anyone in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bow.And proclaim that He is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个太伟大的名。
This is such a great name.
太伟大的名了。
What a great name!
我们祷告为什么要奉主的名
？That is why when we pray, we say we pray in Jesus' name.
因为只有这个名给我们有资格来祷告，有资格来到神的面前。
Because only by this name we are qualified. We have the right to come before God.
而我们最近刚刚读过的约翰福音十六章二十三节说，靠着这个名，神把一个。属天宝库的钥匙交给了我们。
And like in John chapter 16 verse 23, it says, "By this name, God has given us this key to heavenly treasures."
我们看一下，好的，这节经文太重要了。约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
23-24.
Verses 23 and 24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求，就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。有姊妹，您看到没有？神把一个钥匙交给我们。
See, the Lord has given us this key to treasures.
你要知道，这个名是他经过死为我们赢回来的。
This name is what he has earned for us after going through death.
完全的得胜，完全的顺服，为我们赢回来的。
He has earned this with his complete submission, obedience.
所以今天这把钥匙在我们的手中。
And today this key is in our hands.
我们不是凭着自己能够向神求什么。
It's not that we can ask something from God by ourselves.
我们奉的这个名可以向父无论求什么。
But yet with this name we can ask anything from the Father.
而第三个，我们奉这个名。
And by this name.
这个名是超乎万名之上的名。
This name is above all names.
弟兄姊妹，当这个名一出来的时候。
When this name appears.
万膝跪拜，万口承认他是主。
All knees will bow and all tongues will confess that He is Lord.
今天我们看不见肉身的人会这个样子做。
Today we will not see anyone doing this in the physical world.
在那个看不见的灵界里面。
But yet in this invisible spiritual realm.
在天使撒旦的面前。
In front of Satan and angels.
当这个名一出来的时候。
When the name appears.
万膝跪拜，万口承认他是主。
All knees will bow and all tongues will confess that He is Lord.
所以教会奉主的名在地上祷告是大事情。
Therefore, it is a great matter that church can pray in His name on earth.
不是我们有什么了不起，而是这个名太大了。
It's not that we have something great, but this name is great.
如果我们真知道耶稣多么尊贵，多么荣耀。
If we really know how glorious and how great Jesus is.
如果我们真知道这个名多么的崇高的话。
If we really know how high this name is.
我们就会更多的用这个名来执掌主的权柄。
We will even more use this name to reign.
奉主的名 undo 所有仇敌的工作。
In the name of Jesus, we will pray and undo the work of the devil.
我们奉主的名为教会求祝福。
And in this name, we will pray for the blessings of church.
我们奉主的名叫生病的人得医治，叫受捆绑的得自由。
And in this name, we can pray and heal the sick and free the bonded.
弟兄姊妹，这个名太伟大了，只是我们太低看他了。
This name is so great, and yet we despise it.
撒旦听到这个名，他就得逃遁的。
Satan will flee by the name of Jesus.
所以雅各告诉我们务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑的。
The book of James tells us, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
我们凭什么抵挡他？就是靠主的名。
How can we ever resist the devil?
撒旦，我奉主的名叫你离开这个人。
In the name of Jesus, we command the devil to leave this person.
我们奉主的名叫人得医治。
In the name of Jesus, we will heal the person.
弟兄姊妹，我们要操练，我们要来相信，我们要为神开一条路。
Dear brothers and sisters, we ought to believe it and practice and open up the way for the Lord.
借着耶稣基督所做成的。
Through what the Lord Jesus has already accomplished.
所以二十多年前，一个老姊妹告诉我们，任何病一定要知道他的名字。
More than 20 years ago, an elderly sister told us, any sickness, we ought to know.The name of the sickness.
把这个名字找出来，带到耶稣的名底下，他就被 undo 掉了。
Find the name of the sickness and bring it under the name of Jesus, and this sickness will be undone.
只要有名字，他就得服在神儿子的名下。
Anything that has a name has to submit to the name of the Son of God.
请问你的先生，你的孩子有没有名字？
Does your husband or your children have names?
请问你的太太、你的老板有没有名字？
Does your manager?
你回家奉主的名祷告，叫他改变。
In the name of Jesus, go home and pray that this person will change.
先不要笑，你自己有没有名字？
Let's not laugh yet. Do you have a
name? 回家祷告，要于宏杰，要改变，要属灵，要舍己。
Go home and pray for ourselves that Pastor Yu will change, will become transformed.
Amen.
Amen.
所以奉主的名第四件事情说到我们自己 submit 在这个名字的底下，降服在这个名字的底下。
The fourth thing is that by this name we will submit to this name.
不然你奉主的名祷告是祷告什么？
Otherwise, why will we pray in this name?
所以我们每一次祷告的时候。
Every time we pray.
当我们奉着耶稣的名的时候，就说到我们降服在他那个至高荣耀的名底下。
Whenever we say in Jesus' name we pray, we actually submit to this high and glorious name.
先解决我们自己，我们自己降服于他。
We have to be dealt with first. We have to submit to this name first.
然后我们在这里执掌他那超乎万名之上的名。
Then we can reign with the name that is above all names.
我们为神家求祝福。
And we pray for the blessing of God's house.
我们祷告叫仇敌的作为工作离开我们。
And we pray that the work of the devil will be.Leave us.
我们祷告让神的旨意成就在我们中间。
We pray that the will of God will be done in our midst.
我们再往上跨，我们奉主的名，无论求什么。
And then in the name of Jesus, whatever we ask.
父神要因耶稣基督的名为我们成就。
And God will accomplish it because of the name of Jesus.
主耶稣说：“你们从来没有奉我的名求什么，如今奉我的名求，就必得着。”
And the Lord Jesus says, "You never pray in my name, but now pray in my name, and you will receive it."
对不起，我时间不够，我必须停在这里。
I'm so sorry, I have to end it now.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。